Sure, you might be 5 minutes late to work, but you need to know what happened with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
All right, we're back on the phone with our listener, Sandra. She got a hold of us and told us about Ryan. Said they've been acquaintances for a while. Went out on a date, met at a bar a while back, and it's been and then they've been kind of keeping in touch over Instagram, and then all of a sudden it just ended.
Right.
And she wants to know, well, what happened? And so we got Ryan on the phone, who the last thing he said to us is parts of the date were good. But overall, you weren't happy with how it went. Am I characterizing what you told us correctly, Ryan?
Yep.
Okay. So can you tell us what happened as to, you know, why it is you weren't and aren't happy?
She came over to my place, we ordered some food, and she's genuinely a nice person and all that. But I'm pretty angry because she was snooping around my house.
Oh.
How, okay, specifically, can you tell us what she was snooping or where or how or what she found? Or
Yeah. what she found. She didn't find anything. There's nothing, no skeletons. But anyway.
okay.
No, the day after my date, like, I just went to take some Advil, and the whole medicine cabinet was rearranged. I think that's crazy. Why are you looking through my medicine cabinet? Why are you touching my stuff?
Yeah, I also think it's a little crazy that you would even know if your medicine cabinet was rearranged. Our medicine cabinet is such a mess,
like,
I have
totally
no idea.
Totally rearranged.
Yeah. I suppose if you're single, you live by yourself.
Yeah,
maybe
you know where things are.
In ours, I'm really about the only one that keeps anything in there, and it's not much, but I guess I would notice if it was all rearranged.
Okay.
Yeah, I suppose so. Okay.
All right.
Well, I get why that bothers you.
Yeah, me too.
So, okay, let's time to bring Sandra back onto the show now. Sandra?
Hi.
All right, you heard Ryan there. He said you went through his medicine cabinet, you were snooping through his stuff or something like that.
Is that true?
Okay, no, I didn't. No.
I don't believe you. You totally did. I mean, I hardly ever touched the stuff in there, and it was totally rearranged.
Let me clarify. I went in there but I wasn't snooping.
Well, what were you doing?
I had a headache, so I was looking for Tylenol or ibuprofen or something, but it was completely disorganized, dude. It was like, everything was everywhere, you know what I mean? Like, it bothered me, so I just rearranged it so you could, you know, find your stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, boy.
Okay, so you're anal about that kind of stuff then.
I was anal, but y'all put a mess in there. Like, the only reason he found Tylenol when he went in there the next day is because I rearranged it.
No, that's weird. I mean, I don't care how you want to spin it, but I knew where my Tylenol was, and you don't rearrange some of these stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. Okay, the first part, I don't think I would just start opening cabinets looking for something. I'd probably ask for on a first date at Tylenol if I needed medicine. Sure. I'd probably ask for it. And second, yeah, I'm certainly not reorganizing anything for a number of reasons.
Right, you get in and get out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, look, Ryan, I'm sensing that at this point you're not interested in going out again.
Definitely not.
Okay. All right. I thought so. Well, thank you for coming on and sharing your side of the story. Sandra, look, I know you think you're reorganizing. I had somebody that was staying with us do that to my closet once. No.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
No. Oh. And there was no skeletons in mine either.
Right.
But just leave it alone. It's mine.
You rearrange Ken's blue shirts.
No, you do not. But look, the bigger point is you wanted to know what happened. You do now. But it doesn't look like there seems to be any future with you and Ryan. So sorry, but thank you for being on our show. We do appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Good luck to you. Take care. Bye-bye.
It's the drama of The Bachelor when you have Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz. What happened on Star 102.5.